Welcome to Just Ask, the podcast of the Hive Collective, a digital health platform built to empower women to make educated and informed decisions about their health. I'm your co-host, Dr. Heather Quayle, a leading women's and gender-related nurse practitioner. We provide answers to the questions you may not know how to ask by interviewing experts in nursing, medicine, sexual health, and wellness. We started in 2020 with myself and colleague Dr. Tara Thompson, pharmacist, and now welcome our co-host and leading women's health expert and nurse practitioner, Jackie Piasta. This is a safe space where no question is off limits, and we advocate and encourage listeners to just ask their most intimate questions and to break down the barriers of embarrassment and taboo.
I'm Jackie Piasta, your other co-host and fellow Queen Bee of the Hive. Each month, we bring on a new guest that is an expert and healthcare innovator in their respective field. As the healthcare landscape rapidly evolves, we are excited to be on the cutting edge and have decided to evolve the podcast into the Hive Collective, a space that seeks to equip you to better navigate your health journey. To learn more about our new and exciting platform, check out our mission, vision, values, and initiatives as we discuss our rebrand in Season 4, Episode 1. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're excited you're here and hope you enjoy our show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We always say that. That's always my opening. But really, we're so excited to have you here with us on our podcast. So. Yes.
And we have a great topic today. We're going to chat all about this new seminar series on menopause and midlife that Heather and I curated for it to be patient-facing for all of you listeners that are not clinicians and non-medical, or if you're medical and you just kind of want the basics and you want to get the lay of the land, maybe you're not ready to jump in with the full sort of mentorship course or anything like that. But really, this was sort of made with the consumer, with the patient in mind.
Yeah, it goes around our whole hive, which is, you know, that health in a virtual environment. So we're going to continue to work on more courses for the consumer. But without further ado, this is called the Midlife and Menopause Series. And it's broken up into three parts, actually. So we're going to kind of go over this introduction. So in the introduction, you have getting to know your menopause, your body in menopause, and the workup that happens with menopause. So Jackie, kind of tell them as we built this, like what comes in each of those three. And like I said, we've kind of broken it up into three sections.
Yeah. So, you know, those first three modules, getting to know your menopause, you know, everybody has a very unique experience of menopause, but we know that there are common themes that run through menopause. Most of us know, obviously, the hot flashes and the night sweats, but we really wanted to introduce the patient to really the depth of the menopause experience because, you know, I had a patient the other day and she's like, oh my God, I've been having itchy ears for the last 3 years. I had no idea. And you started me on my hormones and they're gone. I don't have itchy ears anymore. And it's so a lot of these revelations that we don't put the two and two together. So that's sort of the getting to know your menopause and your body in menopause. And we also go one step deeper and really kind of talk about what are some of these health risks and health implications of menopause? What is it more, you know, obviously we all know it's a natural process of aging if we're lucky enough to live to a menopausal state. But we know that there are some real health implications of menopause. And so we really get and dive into primarily heart, brain, and bone health and muscle and joint health. And then we also wanted to introduce the menopause workup. What is actually necessary? So many women encounter so many different schools of thought. A lot of different cooks in the kitchen do different practice menopause in a lot of different ways. But what actually is necessary in a perimenopause and menopause workup? So we try to really drive you on that ride there to try to, you know, decipher what you actually need and what's important to look into.
Absolutely. And then the next step of the equation is going to be that the next phase, part two. And that's where we dive in to the pearls around midlife and menopause and kind of what to expect, what's normal, what's abnormal. As Jackie had mentioned, there are these itchy eyes, itchy ears, hot flashes, night sweats. I could tell you probably about 62 different symptoms that exist on my medical template that we go through in each of my consults that women are like, oh my gosh, I've been telling somebody this for so long. I didn't know that it could be my perimenopause or my menopause. So again, really kind of diving you into the nuances of some of the different symptoms that you may have. And then a big chunk of that meat and potatoes is us diving into this menopause hormone therapy and non-hormone therapy. And Jackie really kind of did the lead on these. It's this interaction of us going back and forth with videos, but I'm going to let her kind of talk about this hormone therapy, non-hormonal therapy, and then I'm going to jump in more on the navigating the concerns. So tell them kind of what to expect with that, because that's where I think it's really robust and makes us really different because there's not a lot out there for consumers for this.
Sure. You know, there's so many different ways to treat your menopause. You know, as you had said, we do have a module on lifestyle pearls for midlife and menopause, because again, I think there is a lot of spotlight right now on menopausal hormone therapy, which I love it. And I love that we're finally having the conversation. But those lifestyle pearls of what are some of the best ways to navigate your menopause? What is going to get you to work smarter, not harder? And then moving on to actual treatment options, things that require a clinician to prescribe them to you. So what are the hormone therapy options out there? What are the different ways that we can utilize hormones in our body? What's FDA approved? What isn't FDA approved? What does that look like? We also touch a little bit on testosterone therapy and talking about how to utilize testosterone therapy in menopause and perimenopause. And then as we know, not all women want to or can take hormone replacement therapy for whatever reason. And so we do spend quite a bit of time also talking about the non-hormonal therapies and the different medications, the different pharmaceuticals that you can use, and then also some non-pharmaceutical options as well. So I think that hopefully you will find that this is sort of a really good maybe I want to say 101, but almost even probably a little bit more advanced than 101 in terms of what deciphering, so that you know when you go to your, you know, your clinician, you're prepared. Okay, I've read up on this. I'd love to do oral. I'd love to do patch. I'd love to start on this, just so you kind of know what the options are.
Absolutely. And we haven't even said this is about 2.5 hours of information that you're going to have at your fingertips. It exists in a teachable, like greens, I think it's called like a green evergreen course. So you'll have access to it forever. And if you are one of our new patients, you also get access to this as a new patient consult too. But if you aren't our patient, and that was really the impetus for us doing this, is that we wanted this out there for consumers in the world that couldn't see us, or we may be limited by our licensing that couldn't see us, so that they have something to empower themselves to go talk to their provider about. And then this last section is the third section, and that's navigating all of the concerns that happen in this midlife time. We've included sexual health, weight gain, sleep, mental health, bone health, and how to talk to your healthcare provider. Sexual health, of course, is my favorite topic because, you know, I'm a sex med clinician, so I dive into all the nuances. I go into a lot of genitourinary syndrome. I'm not even going to call it genitourinary syndrome of menopause, because after being at the ISSWSH course, which you heard in our last podcast, it shouldn't even be called that. And Jackie had a great post about it, but just genitourinary syndrome of hormone deficiency. So it could be that you're in perimenopause, menopause, lactating, all the different things that cause that. So we go into a lot of that and what sexual health should look like for you. It does tend to change as you go into this lifestyle change. Jackie, tell them a little bit about what our weight gain one looks like.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, Heather and I had to hold ourselves back a little bit because we definitely do have our lives like Heather. You need to like settle down on this sexual health course. Like this, no, I mean,
I could have made a whole course out of just that.
Yeah.
Something to come.
And maybe future to come. But, you know, in the same right, too, like my passion is weight loss. And Heather and I both provide sex med menopause weight loss in our practices, because frankly, it all kind of comes together. It's one big, you know, soup really of women needing care in all those areas. But so I really focused on the weight loss. That's been a big focus of my professional practice for the last few years, and I really wanted you guys to understand what is going on in your body during menopause. Why the heck do you gain weight? What is the process here? And then what are just some like generalized tips and tricks for how to not keep, you know, spinning your wheels, how to actually move in the right direction? So we definitely dive into weight gain and menopause. And then Heather, you know, we looked at some of that, like you said, some other areas, like we wanted to give you the tools for sleep and then mental health and bone health. And then I think arguably one of the most important ones is that how to talk to your healthcare provider.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, so essential. And it's obviously, I mean, as best as Heather and I could do without being your healthcare provider, I think we wanted to kind of put all the little pearls of wisdom in there of what we find might be the most beneficial for you going and hopefully having a successful menopause care relationship with your provider and facilitating that.
I'm not going to say to take the video series into your provider because that may not go very well, but please do not. But it provides you with tips and tidbits and we've also packed you with tons of resources. We've given you sheets on how to journal in both of our Instagrams, which you'll have at the end of this podcast. It's going to tell you where the link is so that you can download the ebook that we made. That's going to be available to the world. There's no charge for that. But it talks about more about the course, but it'll also arm you with little pieces of journal and what things to write down. But we've also given you lots of questionnaires. We've given you some things from different apps that exist out there on resources, questionnaires, rating scales, symptom tracking, all of those things so that you can arm yourself to take this to your provider. This is what is going on in my life right now. This is what I need you to hear from me and ways to make it sound impactful enough that you're not trying to tell your provider they don't know what they're doing, but ways to basically be in the shared decision-making process with it.
Yes. And, you know, back to like, okay, definitely don't bring your laptop in with this menopause course that you decided to, you know, take from us, but it not necessarily a bad idea to say, listen, I'm really excited to be here today and chat with you because I invested time into this menopause course that is curated by two menopause nurse practitioners. And I am really, you know, I am feeling so informed and empowered to talk to you today about this. And that's, you know, you can always sort of, the more educated that your practitioner hopefully knows that you are about something, the more likely they are to discuss it. But of course, that's a whole nother topic for yes. another day. So our ebook, you know, our ebook will be launched as we announce and everybody can get the ebook. But we also were really thoughtful. Of course, you know, we're all leading up to the fact that there is a price tag on our course, but we really wanted it to be a very approachable
and affordable option for people.
Everybody, right? We want this knowledge. You know, we obviously want to be respectful of our own time and talents, Heather, and time that we take away from our family to bring this out there. But we just wanted this so much accessibility and really empowering you. So we hope that you guys find this course incredibly approachable, very valuable, and it just really helps you in your menopause journey.
Absolutely. And the guide will be very helpful if that's all that you can start with. That is going to be applicable to everybody in this midlife. It will be on both of our bios. It will be in our Just Ask Hive. And that's just a free download. And we'll keep you updated on emails and things as things change with it. But again, you're going to have access to this course forever. And what we're already hearing from our patients that are new to the clinic and that have been seeing both of us separately in our separate transactions is that it's a pretty robust course. So we're really excited about it. The goal is to launch it on March 18th. So the day this podcast goes live, if you actually look at the bottom of our screen in however you download us, if you actually look at the synopsis, we'll have every bit of information and we'll be sharing on our Instagrams as well when this everything goes live with it.
Yes. Well, thank you. We are so excited to launch this. We're so excited to get this out to you all. We can't wait to hear your feedback on it as well, and future fun things also coming down the pipeline.
Yes.
But thank you all for being here with us today and listening in. And
yes, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Just Ask podcast. And thank you for our amazing panelists today and every day. Feel free to contact us publicly or privately with your questions and thoughts. We do not provide medical advice, but we can point you in the right direction and provide resources. You can learn more about the topics we've discussed in this episode by viewing the show notes for this podcast and following us at Just Ask ATL on Facebook and Instagram. Our podcast is available on all of your favorite platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Google, Amazon, and iHeartRadio. Please make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. If you found value in this discussion, please share this podcast with friends or leave a rating on iTunes. Thanks again for listening. We can't wait for you to join us for the next show.